Janet Philly's third grade class in Delhi could be in line for some new high-tech equipment. The Delhi Charter School is one of 48 Louisiana recipients of Race to the Top cash. Philly says many laptop computers are on her wish list.
Right now we're sharing a set of Neo laptops with the other third grade class, so we only have them every other day. And we use them to take our accelerated reading test. We use them for math facts in a flash, which is addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and it's on their own level because you can put the kid's name in there. We use keywords to learn the location of things on a keyboard, which will help in keyboarding later in computers. And also the alpha words, where you can just kind of type your own things, we use it for our spelling words.
But this school, along with other successful applicants in the state, will have to be frugal. Delhi Charter School Headmaster Philip Geharin says the grant will be spread over 4 years.
We're talking about, at this school, not a whole lot of money, but $12,553, which will enhance, you know, some of the classroom. We'll put all the money into the classroom. It'll either go into computers or some type of technology.
Districts and charter schools may have to pinch pennies, but some who monitor education policy say the Race to the Top grant is a good start. Chris Tassoni is the director of finance at the conservative Thomas B. Fordham Educational Think Tank. He says that statewide, the grant will provide educators with valuable advantages.
$17.4 million certainly doesn't look like a lot of money. It's about $67 per student in a Race to the Top district. Not all districts in the state are participating in Race to the Top. But I think that the Louisiana plan has smart ways of spending that. The programs to watch are EAGLE, which is a student assessment system for teachers. In seeing this in other states, I think this is really a game changer for educators. It gives them access to a lot of really intriguing data about where their students are relative to where they're expected to be based on a number of factors. The state's going to spend almost $2 million to improve that system.
Tassoni says other key expenditures include nearly $4 million in staffing science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM programs.
STEM teachers are often paid below what PE teachers in their district are making because they're often more junior. And we know we need to pay these teachers what they're worth. We need to pay them a market rate, which we're not. So there's a modest amount of money for incentives for science and math teachers in Louisiana's Race to the Top application, and a lot of support for districts to learn how to hire and retain them, which I think is a really smart investment.
But some see gaping holes in the grant. Leona Martin teaches kindergarten. She's also the president of the Richland Federation of Teachers. Martin says too few districts will see benefits.
If every low socioeconomic parish that did not have a good tax base, like most of the rural parishes do not, then I would think that it would be great if every parish that's like the one I just described could get $2 or $3 million apiece.
Louisiana Education Department documents say the Race to the Top money will benefit about 37% of students in the public school system and about 47% of minority students in the state. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.